If confirmed, Holland will be the first Indigenous person to be Interior Secretary, a cabinet position with massive oversight of Indian affairs.
Guatsi Hopa Duhiname Itzatuitza Shuimi Hanu. Chairman Manchin, Ranking Member Barrasso, members of the committee, thank you so much for having me here today.
In her opening statement yesterday, Holland also publicly thanked those who came before her.
Generations of ancestors who have sacrificed so much.
Senator Lisa Murkowski, who sits on the committee, used her allotted hearing time to tell Holland about Alaska history, the role of Alaska Native corporations, and the huge volume of Alaska land under the Interior Department's control. Murkowski also made a pitch for the Willow Project in the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. It would be the westernmost oil field in the North Slope.
What I need to know is if you're confirmed, will you commit to allowing the Willow Project to proceed without additional changes or environmental review?
As a congresswoman representing central New Mexico, Holland signed a letter last year asking the Interior to stop all work on Willow. Holland said she'd now work to execute President Biden's vision for natural resources, even if it differs from her own.
I think being a secretary is far different from being a member of Congress. And so I do take that role very seriously.
Some Native corporations and organizations in Alaska have chosen not to opine on Holland's nomination, but the Alaska Federation of Natives publicly supports her. Support for Holland is also widespread here in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta region, where many prominent female leaders have backed her.
My initial reaction was, it's about time.
YK Delta Representative Tiffany Zolkowski says as the only sitting Native woman in the Alaska House of Representatives, she feels a sense of solidarity with Holland. She says that because Holland understands what life is like for Native people, she actually has a chance at protecting Yupik ways of life. One of the policies Zolkowski is particularly hoping to work on with Holland is about missing and murdered Indigenous women. And she expects that under Holland, the Department of the Interior will engage more with Alaska state and tribal governments.
I'm really hopeful that the new administration, especially under Deb Holland's leadership, will be able to continue to strengthen and develop those relationships that the federal government has with tribes.
Former YK Delta Representative Mary Peltola has a similar take.
I think what's even more surprising is that it's taken this long to have a Native American appointed to be the Secretary of the Department of Interior.
Peltola currently serves as the Executive Director for the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. Her role as a local manager of fish resources means that she works closely with the Department of Interior, which has some jurisdiction over subsistence fish and game management on federal lands and in federal waters. Working with a department leader who can more closely understand Indigenous lifeways and values is crucial, Peltola says.
Who the Secretary of Interior is very important because they have so much discretion over regulations and laws that directly impact us in terms of things like hunting and fishing.
Vivian Corthius, the CEO of the Association of Village Council Presidents, a nonprofit consortium of tribes in the YK Delta, says there's a lot of hard work ahead for Alaska Natives, and it can finally begin at a federal level under Holland.
We are lacking housing, we are lacking safe and reliable transportation infrastructure, and the general need for economic opportunities in our rural parts of the state and on the YK Delta.
Corthia says she's looking forward to working with Holland. The Senate Energy Committee hasn't yet scheduled a vote on whether to forward the nomination to the full Senate for confirmation. After the hearing ended, she told a reporter at the Capitol she planned to meet with Holland again. With help from Liz Ruskin, I'm Olivia Eberts in Bethel.